Hello, everybody! Maybe I should do like a Batman voice.
Go on, have you got a Batman voice?
I should do
thought about it. Should you have ever?
Should I do the Batman voice? Right. Christian Bale. Hello, everybody! Episode 16. I'm not wearing hockey pants. Yeah?
It sounded like a fucking like an 80s WWF wrestler.
Like the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
No, the
Incredible Hulk.
Incredible Warrior. Incredible Warrior.
The yeah. Ultimate Warrior.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Incredible.
Incredible Warrior.
That was the Ultimate Warrior.
The Ultimate Warrior, yeah.
What are you doing? You said Incredible.
I said the Ultimate Warrior.
Listen back, you said
yeah,
Incredible.
Yeah, I probably did. I'm not wearing hockey pants. But yeah, so here we go. Episode 16, Bill. Superhero Special.
Okay. Nice. Any particular reason for this?
Yes.
Yes. Is it our old pal?
I don't know, I'll tell you in a minute. So, thanks for downloading. Welcome to the Oldcast Podcast, episode 16. Superhero Special. We call it the Mighty Edition.
The Mighty Edition.
Yeah, the Mighty Edition. Yeah, so thanks for downloading, and let's get on with the show.
Rock and roll all the way, baby.
Well, Eric's been very filled with jealousy since and decides it's time to get his miniature man bits puzzled.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Oh my god!
And maybe you shouldn't be living here!
Yeah! And we're here. Mighty Edition.
Here we go.
Episode 16. And Bill, if you were a superhero, what would your superhero name be?
It would be Merv the Perv.
No, not Merv the Perv. Just ignore Merv. Go on. Say you were a superhero. You had to choose one power, they say. What would your superhero power be? What would you
what
do?
What would my superpower be? I don't know. I kind of like Spider-Man's sort of superpowers.
What, spunking everywhere?
Yeah, just jizzing all over the shop.
Jizzing all over the walls.
Yeah, one of the... Oh, fuck's sake. He went to the cave last night.
Yeah, oh, fucking suck.
Look at that.
Billy's spiders.
Dirty slug trail.
Yeah. You go. God, semen everywhere. So that were you on? So you could what? Spider reflexes,
yeah,
like that?
Yeah,
jumping around and walking up walls.
Yep. So it doesn't wear a cape as well, which is quite handy.
Capes are no good.
Nah, it's dangerous. Also like a Wolverine as well.
Yeah?
Yeah. Being made of badass.
He's pretty invincible, Wolverine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he's got
kills himself.
Adamantium sort of.
Yeah.
Like exoskeleton. So you can't break him.
Nope.
And you've got them like little daggers come out, this little and he's pretty cool, he smokes a cigar.
Smokes a cigar and he's got a beard.
And mutton chops.
Mutton chop beards.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. But he's pretty
what
cool.
What about you?
Oh, I'd be a little bit different.
Okay.
I'd be like the Powerpuff Girl, that'd be me. I'd be more like the sneaky one. I feel I could be a superhero.
You'd be the bad guy.
I wouldn't. I'd be like the anti-hero. Yeah. You know what I mean, like what they call an anti-hero. I'd be the person that kind of, I don't do bad things to hurt other people.
Yeah.
I do bad things for my own personal gain.
So you're a bad guy.
No, you know, like Catwoman's not exactly a
Catwoman.
She's a star. Catwoman. You know, she's not really a superhero, but she doesn't go out there to hurt people for sake. She'd beat up a bad guy as a bad guy there, but then she'd go and rob a fucking shop, a bank. I'd be a bit the same, but I'd have that. You know, in X-Men, you've got that Mystique character, you can just turn into anybody.
Yeah. Shapeshifter.
That would be me. Because then I could be anyone. Because then I could walk into somewhere, steal some shit.
Walk out,
turn into someone else. They wouldn't know it's me.
Yeah.
And they would go, oh, who am I looking for? Looking for a guy with a big beard.
He's got, he's got the bag we're looking for, but it's not the person.
It's not, he looks different. That's me. Bam! It's Barack Obama! I could go into the White House. I could be Barack Obama for a couple of days. Free cheese for everybody!
Free cheese! Is that what you'd give out? Your first day as president, your first orders would be free cheese.
Free cheese for everybody.
Yeah. Don't worry about, like, yeah, we've got the NHS and that over in America. They'd be like, oh, free cheese.
Yes. Everyone loves a bit of free cheese.
Yeah. How'd you like your cheese? Yeah. I like it free.
A little bit of pineapple.
Yeah.
A lot of steak.
Yeah.
And a little hedgehog. Okay, Bill, so we're going to get straight into Trailer Breakdown. It's going to set up the podcast, so Trailer Breakdown.
Since the beginning of time, man has been compelled by wonders to tell this tale.
Trailer Breakdown, Bill. Well, I've got a brand new trailer for you. This is a brand new trailer straight away. Mm-hmm. And it's going to set up what we're going to talk about for a while. Mm-hmm. Right, because it's a special Mighty Edition.
Okay.
We've got to say, Mighty Edition.
Mighty.
Yeah? Yeah. Do your Batman. Christian Bale Batman.
Version. It's your Mighty Edition. I don't even know.
Batman.
That was just Brody.
Quick, get to the Batpath.
You fucking made me sneeze.
Back in. It's you and your shit fucking accents.
Right.
Okay, Bill, you ready for Trailer Breakdown?
Okay. How long is this one?
This one's 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Man. So you got to talk. Obviously, I'm looking. It can only explain it.
The podcast I'm with instructions.
And you gang up. All right. So here we go. Talk now.
Alright, okay. Black screen at the moment, okay, there's a city. Could be New York, could be fucking, I don't know, Manhattan. Okay, there's some people in the shop, they're looking outside, there's shit being blown up in the streets, the army are in, they're trying to take them down, and the police, they've all got their pistols, and they're shooting something massive in the sky, they're using pistols. Okay, they go indoors, and they find a geezer, looks like, a bit like Nicolas Cage. He fucking goes mad, he's out on the streets, obviously blowing shit up. Where they gone to? Is that the Pentagon? Okay, there's a helicopter landing, going to see someone official. Fucking hell, badass, fucking old matey gets out of the car. What's his name? Samuel Jackson. Okay, bit of a bad boy, Shaft, that's what he looks like. Okay, Captain America. Alright, a few of them are getting ready. They're training. They're going to come bring down this geezer. There's a few of these superhero people. Look like, a bit like an X-Men team. Okay, there's a bit of action going on. Oh, fucking Iron Man as well. This ain't all in the same film. It can't be. Alright, and it looks like fucking Brad Pitt dressed up as a Viking. Right? Obviously Captain America's here as well, Iron Man. Fucking, I don't know, there's a few people having a little superhero meeting. I don't know what's going on, like Robert Downey Jr. is probably just bitching a few people off. They're flying into the city. Rocket launchers going off. There's a lot of action in this film, some fighting, some chick in a latex suit, throwing keys around for legs. Aeroplanes are in there. Obviously, they're fucking. It's some sort of alien. Why would we need these superheroes? Can't be very good if there's five of them taking down one geezer. This geezer's got to be pretty badass. Alright, Iron Man's off again. He don't stand for no shit. Okay, Avengers. Alright, I'm sorry. I'm sort of Incredible Hulk, isn't it as well? They throw that in the end.
Yeah, there. That was the trailer for the Avengers movie, which is coming out. The Avengers, like we've spoken about before, Bill, is Marvel's
super team.
Yeah, DC have got Justice League with Batman, Superman, Green Lantern, Flash.
Spider-Man.
But no, really? Spider-Man is part of the Marvel universe. So
but he's not an Avenger.
He's not the Avengers. So you got Iron Man.
Yeah.
You've got Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Thor.
Yeah,
he was a guy, you said like Brad Pitt.
Yes,
that was a Viking.
He did a bit.
Fair enough. You've got Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
You saw at the end, Sanders Incredible Hulk.
Yep.
You've got a guy called Hawkeye.
Is he the one with a bow and arrow?
Yep.
Looks like a bit of an upgraded fucking Robin Hood.
Yep. He's pretty cool. And you've got Black Widow, which was Scarlett Johansson in the case suit. Then she teamed together.
What does a Black Widow special tell?
She's just like ultra fucking, like, got special, not she hasn't got any special powers.
Mm-hmm.
She's just going to jump kicks around ass. And kick butts. Yeah, she's like, just cool. It's like Catwoman.
Bit of a ninja thing.
Yeah, she's like, works for the co-ops. Not the co-op.
The co-op. She's working for the teal.
Can we get a price check on a tin of Heinz beans, please?
That's what she specialises in.
She's like, oh, but before we talk about the Avengers, we're going to play the jingle. And then after the jingle, I'm going to play the trailer again, so they can.
I like the way you introduce the jingle to let people know. Like, it's like a warning.
Yeah, I shouldn't really. I should just get used to not introduce. Just play it.
Just play it. But it's still early days, though, man.
Is it?
I should be proud of
you. I should be proud of you. So I'm gonna play the jingle, then I'm gonna play the trailer, and then we're gonna get back into it.
What, the Avengers trailer?
Yeah, just for them to hear, because they can hear. They can hear you talking.
Right. Okay.
All right. Calm down, Bill.
Okay.
For fuck's sake.
To be ruled. In the end, it will be every man for himself.
What do?
We get ready.
There was an idea to bring together a group of remarkable people. So when we needed them, they could fight the battles that we never could.
Gentlemen,
what are you prepared to do?
No offense, but I don't play well with others.
Big man in a suit of armor. Take that away, what are you?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn sure we'll avenge it.
Dr. Banner, your work is unparalleled, and I'm a huge fan of the way you lose control and turn into an enormous green rage monster.
Thanks.
So there you go. The Avengers movie. You excited?
I'm excited.
You are?
I'm excited. You just made me wait 10 fucking seconds there, man.
But no, there you go. So the Avengers...
They did fucking really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, really, but like I say... There's five of them.
Yeah. There's a lot of them there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, against how many?
Well, we don't know. They had, the bad guy in that was Loki.
Loki?
Who is Thor's brother, and he's the bad guy in the film Thor.
But Loki's like the god of mischief, isn't he?
No, not in the Marvel Universe.
Right, okay.
It's not the same as the Greek mythology.
Right, okay. So it's not the same as real life.
No, it's not real life. Yeah, surprisingly, it's not real life.
Yeah.
Either. Yeah. But yeah, so Loki apparently is better. But then again, they seem to show enough of him getting caught to make you think, there's got to be enough bad guy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the only film I've... Because what they did, Marvel created the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
So they made Iron Man 1, and then they had, at the end, Samuel Jackson turn up as a little cameo as Nick Fury. Right, the guy with the eye patch.
Mm-hmm.
He's another superhero who's in the Avengers, right? Nick Fury was played by David Hasselhoff in the 80s, in his own little film.
There was an actual film.
There was an actual film.
Have you seen this film?
No. I want to know.
Do we need to, I need to see it.
Has anybody seen Nick Fury with David Hasselhoff? The Hoff.
The Hoff.
As Nick Fury.
Sounds shit.
It sounds really shit. But yeah, so at the end of X-Men 1, Nick Fury turned up and said to Tony Stark, "I'm putting together a team." And it's like a little teaser, like, ooh, what are they going to do? Right? And then you had the Incredible Hulk, right? With Edward Norton as Incredible Hulk, right? He's not come back for this one. Mark Ruffalo's taken over.
It's not made a decent one, because there's been two recent
ones. Yeah, the one before that has nothing to do with it.
Nick Banner.
This one's Eric Banner.
Eric Banner.
Yeah, maybe played Nick first Banner. One. Played David Banner.
David Banner. Who's
Nick
Banner? He's his fucking southern cousin.
Southern cousin. But, so in Incredible Hulk, at the end of Incredible Hulk, Tony Stark walked in and spoke to one of the generals and said something about, oh, look, who's this Hulk then? German brother. And then they had Iron Man 2.
Yep.
Where they brought in Black Widow, which was Scarlett Johansson's character, works with Nick Fury. So then you got to see Nick Fury a bit more. They're all piecing them together. They're like building up. It's like one big prequel to the thingy. And then after that, with Nick Fury and Black Widow, they moved into Thor, which is Loki was the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, they had Hawkeye turn up as like a little cameo.
These are all films that have been made then?
These are all films that have leading up to it. And then at the end of Thor as well, they had Nick Fury turn up again with this little box, which led into Captain America, which I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
And then Captain America then lead into Avengers.
That's a film that's out. When's that out?
This Captain out, well, America. Captain America was out in cinema in summer. Should be out on DVD soon.
Right, okay. And so you mentioned Thor.
Yeah, Thor.
Thor. Yep. Okay, now Captain America and then now the Avengers.
Yep.
Okay. When's the Avengers?
Next May. Yeah. It's gonna be
fucking awesome. But why did they release the trailer so early?
Because it's getting you excited.
Yeah, I know, but we're watching it now. I'm like, right, okay, the film's ready.
No, it's not. There's a lot of special effects that'll be added to it.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's gonna be good. And in doing so, with this podcast in mind, I got through to our mate, Joe.
Mr. Twitch?
Yeah, Mr. Twitchy Jojo. And he sent us some questions for you, Bill, on the Avengers.
Right, he's sent in some... Man, you know, how many?
Five this time.
No, I was fucking struggled last time. I don't know nothing about it.
Come on. Okay, so... Graphic novel. Here is... Nerd is the word.
Nerds.
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 Nerds!
What is a nerd?
Nerd!
Nerd! Okay, Bill. Right. Okay, so I've got some questions from our mate Joe. Joe. And we've got 5 questions on the Avengers.
Right.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Question number 1. Who did the Avengers originally consist of? What's the Avengers?
Well, okay,
there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them.
5, okay. Now,
so you got to remember this is like comic books, so think back to the Avengers when they were created in the 60s. Who were the 5?
Alright, well, are some of them going to be the ones that are in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right, so I've got Captain America.
Nope.
Okay. Iron Man.
Iron Man. Yep, he was the original one of the original Avengers.
Nick Fury.
Nope.
What about Spider-Man?
Nope.
What was the Widow third?
Nope.
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 Thor.
Yes.
Okay, so I've got 2.
You got 2.
And that was, and the other 3 that I already know of, they're not in it.
One of them is.
Well, I said Nick Fury.
Yeah.
It's not Captain America.
No.
What's the one with fucking Samuel Jackson was Nick Fury, wasn't it?
Yeah. The guy with the eye patch.
Oh, yeah. The one with the fucking bow and arrow.
Hawkeye. No.
Oh, fucking hell. The other ones, the other 2, are they still sort of out there in comics? Or are these ones that
Yeah. Well, one of them's big.
Yeah.
So.
One of them's big.
Yeah, come on.
The Incredible Hulk.
Yep. Right, so that's 3. The other 2 are not in the trailer.
They're not in the trailer.
I know they are.
Well, are they in the actual movie, but not in the trailer?
No.
Okay.
Ant-Man and the Wasp. Ant-Man's power was to shrink himself into the size of an ant and control the ants.
Control the ants?
Yeah.
I suppose when...
And his girlfriend was the Wasp. Who could shrink down to the size of a wasp
and control
and fly like a wasp.
Yeah.
See, in the 60s, they didn't really put a lot of thought into their powers, did they? They had Spider-Man because he's a Spider-Man. Captain America, because he's American Captain.
Which wasn't even a captain, he gave himself that name. Really.
Iron Man.
Corporal.
Because America. He's a man wearing an iron suit. So, yeah, it's just simple, isn't it? I mean, that's how life should be. Nice and simple.
Batman.
I mean, what would Wolverine be if he was back in the 60s, like, and he didn't think about it? It would be called...
Dogman.
Yeah, it'd be like, Mutton Chop Man. Or it'd be Claw Man, wouldn't it?
Same Claw Man.
But, yeah. Okay, so...
Cut your face to pieces, man.
Yeah! Shaving Man. What is Captain America's famous battle cry for the team? You know, like, that's a weird one.
News team, assemble! No, that was Ron Burgundy's.
Well done. That's pretty much right. It's Avengers Assemble.
Is it?
That's where, in Anchorman, News team assemble! That's kind of where you get it from. Avengers assemble! And then they used to all come from different parts of the world, like,
there, boom.
And they'd be like, what's up? He goes, I need to put a pose. Okie dokie. How many times has the Avengers comic been relaunched? So you got to remember, it's back in the 60s.
Yep.
It was created.
I'm going to say 7.
3 times it's been relaunched. Which kind of helps why I think the Nick Fury aspect has all come into it.
Yeah.
But before they probably didn't, you know.
Man, Wasp Man.
Wasp Man. And Spider-Man's been in it before. Yeah. Okay, when was the Avengers first published?
19. Am I close?
Yeah.
Nice.
You're halfway there.
19. 58.
Nope. 63. September the 1st, 1963. I kind of gave it away when I kept saying, the Avengers started in the 60s, and you go with 1958. Because it's a fucking idiot you are.
Just goes to how boring you are.
Which main Avenger from the upcoming movie has not starred in his own film?
Hawkeye.
Yeah, well done. Nick Fury hasn't starred in his own film either, but he's not an original Avenger.
Ah, see, I knew that. That's why I said Hawkeye.
So you technically got 2 right.
At Don't 5. Get,
at 5. That's not too bad.
I'm alright.
That's not too bad.
I'm quite happy with that.
Nerd. Yeah. Nerd is the word.
Yeah.
In this special edition.
Made it a bit easier for me this time.
He didn't, he? I think he was going to be
helped watching it.
So, Joe, next time I ask you, make it a little bit more difficult.
No, don't. I like a kid like that.
Why not?
Come on, it's the last one's for shit.
Right, Bill, you want to have a little moan? Little moan?
We'll have a little moan.
Have a little moan.
You are a cunt. You are a cunt. Nobody likes you because you are a cunt. You are a cunt. You are a cunt. Fuck off and go. Useless.
Shut up. Cunt.
God, that's funny. Okay, so in this special Mighty Edition of the Old Cast Podcast, I'm going to show you 4 themes from the old cartoons from the 60s of the Avengers. They're separate shows. Everyone is. We've got here the Hulk, Thor, Captain America, and Iron Man. Yep. Both in the 60s. We know what they're like now. They're all quite dark, aren't they? Like,
yeah.
You know, pretty adult-ish. They're there to make it like these watchable ones here for kids in the 60s. All right. Okay. So here is Uno One. You're gonna love this one. This is the Incredible Hulk's theme tune from the 60s.
Banner,
melted by Gamma Rays, turned into the Hulk. AT and Glamour Rays, reckon the town with the power of a bull.
Ain't no monster clown who is as lovable as ever loving Hulk. Hulk.
I wonder that had to be fucking
read up. Now, does that scare you? Would you scared by that? That little nice little Dr. Banner. tempted by gamma rays. Into the hole. That little bit goes, my gamma rays. But the Hulk is supposed to be a mean machine that's going around fucking and can't control himself. The ever-loving Hulk.
Yeah.
Hulk is like picking up a little bit of flour.
Treading on a tank. Skronk.
Yeah.
What the fuck does skronk mean?
You turn the track. That's what happens when you turn the skronk. Skronk. Ah. Skronk.
So no one knows.
Skronk. Ah.
But yeah, now we know.
So there was the Hulk. I mean, you couldn't get away with that nowadays, could you?
No.
You made a Hulk cartoon.
That won't even get made.
You'd be like, the Hulk, get out my fucking way, can't. That's what it'd be, wouldn't it? Imagine that on Saturday morning.
I'd listen to that. I'd watch
Saturday
it.
Morning TV event. And
yeah, you can't.
You can. Right, here it is, Captain America's original theme tune from the 1960s. Don't remember, Captain America was really popular back then because...
What's him with the big ears?
Their wings. That's his wings, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, because, you know... Fire pilot and all that. He was really popular in the 60s because he was the pinnacle of what
America
was. The all-American hero.
Yeah. Captain America throws his mighty shield. All those who chose to oppose his shield must yield. If he's led to a fight and a duel is due, then the red and the white and the blue will come through when Captain America throws his mighty shield.
You don't even see what actually happens in the show, you see him dancing around, so...
It's like, that's to get you in, that's to get you into the show. Come on, man, we're gonna watch this shit. Captain America for the mighty shield. It reminds me of like a South Park piss take song.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? That's kind of but even that's like, he's throwing his sword, it's hitting people, and it's violent.
He won't find a sword.
It was a shield, sorry. He found his shield. It's pretty damn violent.
He's throwing that thing about. It's knocking people on the head. It looked dangerous.
Bam! Wham! Ow! It's people getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? They're covering it over with a nice little tune.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America falls in by the shield.
There you go.
There you go, exactly. There you go.
Ed's got it down to a T.
Right, here is Iron Man's one. I don't know how popular Iron Man was in the 60s. Because I didn't even know who Iron Man was before until the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because technically he's not really that great of a superhero because he's just a bloke in a suit.
Yeah.
But because Robert Downey Jr. is pretty cool, made him out to be like a, well, because the character was, he was like a playboy.
Yeah.
A bit of a drunk, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Womanizer.
Sold it.
Here's the 1960s children's version of Iron Man. Tony Stark makes you feel he's a cool exec with a heart of steel. And Iron Man, all just a place. He's fight and fight with his own race. A blazing armor. Yes, Iron Man. A blazing armor.
What? So, the Incredible Hulk.
Yep.
David Banner was infected by gamma rays.
Dr. Banner. Dirty by gamma rays, turned him into Hulk.
Gamma rays.
Yeah.
And then
Iron Man.
He puts out gamma rays.
Yeah, what's all that about?
Out of his hands. Was he the one that made... That's why Robert Downey Jr. was so interested in about meeting the Hulk in the film, because he was the one who infected him in the first place.
I don't think so, but you've just come up to a good... You could write your own little Avengers movie, couldn't you?
That would make sense, wouldn't it?
It would make sense.
I'm so interested to meet you. I can't believe I've got to meet you after this time. I know what I've done to you with my gamma rays and what I've created.
Yeah. But yeah, that's just so like... They're making the Playboy philanthropist.
Yeah.
They're making him out to be like, yeah, he drinks, he womanizes, but he puts on a suit and he puts out gamma rays.
Kablam.
Kablam. Pow. Alright, so, and here's the final one. Here is the Mighty Thor.
There's a rainbow, do me at it. Cross the rainbow bridge of Asgard, where the booming heavens roar. You'll behold in breathless wonder the god of thunder, Mighty Thor. Stammer. The Hammer of Thor.
Mm.
See, that shows to me why Thor wasn't exactly that popular when, you know, because when it was being made, people were kind of like, Thor looks shit.
Yeah.
What a load of shit.
Mm.
And The Rainbow Bridge of Asgard. What is it with these fucking 60 things? They try and make everything that's supposed to be dark and, you know,
they all sound and the violent. Same.
They do, don't they?
Mm-hmm. They're all quite pleasant.
Yeah, pleasant. But they make it all sound all fun and cheerful. Yeah. Like, yeah, kids, come ride my rainbow, do me out of
it. Say what are saying?
No, not to your kids. What would you put in then, Bill?
What one would I put in there?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe like the Incredible Hulk one, I think.
Incredible Hulk one?
Yeah.
Dr. Banner. I think I like it though. It's really like... Yeah, but
it's a nice song and that. And then he's going around crushing all of the US military's... Yeah.
Taxpayers' money.
It is.
So you wouldn't be happy. They're all supposed to be...
Turned into a big fuck that he can't actually, you know,
he's a hoodie.
Take down. Economist.
Yeah. It's like the London riots all over again.
Yep. With one big Chev.
One big mighty Chev. Incredible Chev.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what the English version is. Yeah. Incredible Chev. But no. So are you going to put that one in the hand? Come on.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go with some of that then.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
They're all pretty shit, to be fair. Yeah. They all sound pretty similar, but I was just pretty offended by him sort of being blessed with this, you're growing into a massive monster.
Yeah.
Not really that many people he's got to fight against, but the last thing you want him to be doing is trashing the place.
Exactly.
That was fucking...
Yeah, he's like the Incredible Hulk. Compare guy. Yeah. What a fucking idiot.
The Incredible Cunt.
The Incredible Cunt. So there you go. So that was the cunt cupboard. And that's it for this mighty edition of the podcast. It wasn't mighty, but it was just a nice little one about superheroes. Yeah.
Quickly
winning that one. You know, so, you can probably listen to this on your way to work. It's done. It's finished.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We're done.
I hope Joe likes the Cone Cover nomination.
I hope he does, and I hope you enjoy it. And he's going to get involved again, Mr. Twitchy. So before we go, this is not anything to do with superheroes anymore. It's just a way we're going to end the podcast. BUI. Bloggers Under the Influence. We'll set them a USA challenge.
Yeah.
So, and they made a little theme for it. So,
let's have a little listen.
USA! USA! USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flapping the hills. Someday the mountain might get 'em, but the law never will. Making their way. That's just a little bit more than the normal amount. Just a good old
boy. There you go. That was a nice little jingle there. That's it. Billy's got his little banjo out.
That's nice.
Billy likes the little banjo. Ding 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 ding. Who is that? Is that Conway Twitty? Is that like that from that Family Guy episode where Conway Twitty, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty. A guy just plays like little bits of music for about 10 minutes. It's just been random.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to give that a watch.
Yeah. But yeah, I set them a task. I said to them, after Tottenham beat Arsenal, the mighty Tottenham beat Arsenal 2-1.
It's not over and break.
Oh, I calm down. And I told them, I said, why don't you record your own commentary over as if you're watching the game?
Oh.
And they did.
Yeah.
So, this is how we're going to end the podcast, right? So we're going to say our goodbyes.
Bye.
We're going to say you want to contact us, Barker Podcast, Oddcast Podcast on Twitter, oddcastpodcast.webs.com. That's where you get. Contact us. Get hold of us. You know the drill by now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so here is the BUI Podcast, Blogging Under the Influence Podcast, and their commentary of Tottenham scoring the winning goal against Arsenal.
excited to watch the these Brits kick their balls.
Is fucking Arsenal by yelling gibberish and nonsense at them. And the Arsenal are having had such a hard time trying to figure out what they're
actually
doing.
Run.
They enjoy the soccer.
Oh, touchdown!
Touchdown, Tottenham!
Oh, they're headed to the Super Bowl!
If you ever see them kick a ball like that,
Vince Lombardi would be so proud! And now the crowd is going into a celebratory chant of unaudible English gibberish.
I'm pretty sure the guy who kicked that goal or scored the touchdown was the Heisman winner.
He had the most yards this season, that's for sure.
Yeah. He averaged 237 yards a carry.
The quarterback of the Tottenberg Toddlers has had such a command and control of this game. I'm pretty sure he'll be MVP.
And they will be headed
in the league, that's for sure.
And the Cottenham Toddlers are Super Bowl bound. Shit.
Now the Tottenberg
I think they're talking about the opponents.
They're talking smack.
I thought they were saying something about getting the sheep out of man.
It could have been something about sheep, but this isn't Ireland.
We beat the scum 2-1. Boys!
Guys! Boys!
And decides it's time to get his miniature man bits puttazzled.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Oh my god!
And maybe you shouldn't be living here!
The odd cast, we had a man.